Well, there were tears, elation, an online petition. The Olympic figure skating would not be complete without intrigue. And at last night's women's figure skating competition, Russian underdog Adelina Sotnikova emerged from the shadow of her 15-year-old countrywoman to win gold, leaving previous gold medalist South Korea's Yuna Kim in tears with a silver. NPR's Tamara Keith is in Sochi. Tamara, you've got to start there. Online petition.
Course.
Everybody's weighing in. What's the buzz there today?
Yeah, well, change.org is the petition site, and last I checked, which was several hours ago, it had more than 1.3 million people signing on saying that they wanted something to be done about figure skating judging. And, you know, it wouldn't be the Olympics without some sort of figure skating controversy. The judging is in some ways a black box. You don't know exactly who the judges are. You don't exactly know why they're making the choices that they're making. The choreographer for Adelina Sotnikova, his name is Peter Chernyshev.
That's enough.
I'm so sorry.
Peter.
Peter. I was so close. He defended it and said, you know, the Russian skater had a more technically challenging program. She had more triples than the South Korean skater, and that is why she won. She followed the rules, as it were.
Well, this is the big controversy in figure skating after 1998, when judges were seen as, you know, throwing the skating. 1999, judges were seen as tapping their feet to communicate what they were, how they were voting. It was thought that they would make it a stricter, a stricter form. And yet some are saying that now it's all about math as opposed to art. And it's all about how many points you can rack up. I think the New York Times called it, it's like a cholesterol count, how much you can rack
up.
And
it's excessively complicated also.
Well, but are people talking about it still today? Or is this something that, as you said, it's just people assume figure skating is going to have a controversy and they'll move on?
I don't know about today, but, well, it was today. At about 2:30 in the morning, I was on the media bus on the way back to our hotel. And that was just the buzz of the bus. Everybody was talking about it and arguing about it. So there you have it. It's figure skating and it's the Olympics.
Well, it's also not the first time we've seen tears or at least heartbreak. Sum up ice hockey for us.
Yeah. So I was at that game last night, and the American women were just crestfallen out there. They were crying, getting their silver medals put around their necks, because it's this bitter rivalry between Canada and the U.S., and the American women just can't figure out how to win. The Canadian women have gotten into their heads somehow. And the Americans were up 2-0 going into the third period, and then with just like a few minutes left, Canada got one goal, and then with barely a minute left, they got another, tying it up, and then it went into the sudden death overtime. And the Americans just didn't seem to have a chance at all.
Well, and talk about the Russians. We know that they were profoundly disappointed in hockey. But this gold for them, although it's being questioned in figure skating, at least they can point to that, because we understand Russian figure skating had been somewhat in disarray after the fall of the Soviet Union. They're looking at a comeback.
Mm-hmm. And they did also win the team figure skating and the pairs figure skating gold. I mean, Russia, they had a terrible disappointment in ice hockey, not even making it to the finals or even close. They have figure skating, and they have done quite well in figure skating.
Even
here,
with some of the controversy. What are people saying about the medal count? Is it what's expected?
It isn't exactly what was expected, and, you know, these predictions, I mean, it's worse than predicting the weather, I think. But I looked up the Sports Illustrated predictions going into the games. They expected the U.S. to get 37 medals. There's no way the U.S. is going to get that far. At this moment, they're at about 25. Things could change in the next few hours. We don't know. Canada has 23. Basically, everybody is coming up a bit short of their expectations, unless you're Norway.
Well, and what about if you're Russia and you're the host? What's been the thinking about the success? We have a couple days to go, but the success of the game so far.
Well, the facilities are absolutely beautiful. There has been no noticeable terrorism, no major protests that anyone has seen. It's been a very pleasant experience for visitors. So in that way, you know, they win the Olympics, though they didn't win hockey, which would have really won the Olympics for Russia. But there are other ways where there are still cracks, you know. Things are still not done. There are a lot of banners covering up things that are big piles of rubble or unfinished buildings. And I don't know that it's necessarily been the economic boon that a lot of people were hoping for. I was in a neighboring town today where a guy selling souvenirs had hoped that there would be lots of tourists coming and buying stuff, and he hasn't really seen any tourists. And that's a huge frustration because he came all the way out here and set up shop for 2 months to try to make some money, and he's just not making money.
Well, and you mentioned there weren't large protests. There were certainly detentions. Member of Pussy Riot whipped by a Cossack and a Ukrainian skier who dropped out. Ukrainians had wanted to wear black bands in mourning for countrymen. So there has been, you know, certainly some upset. But just very briefly, Tamara, we have only a minute left here, so I'm going to say we are going to do an alert now because we are going to give away a result today. Just very briefly, talk about a result. So here we go. We have a result in curling.
Yes, not the most interesting. Well, no, it's a great, interesting, compelling sport. The very tiny arena was not full for this, but the Canadian men have won gold. And what's especially interesting about this is that the Canadian women yesterday won gold in curling. This is a sweep, so to speak, of the curling gold medals by Canada and is an Olympic first in this sport. So that there's something.
Yahoo!
Woohoo! Curling!
Tamara Keith, part of the Team NPR in Sochi. Tamara, thank you for all your reporting. Thanks so much.
Very much. Glad to be with you.
You're listening to Here Now.